This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, everybody, I know it's just a mask, right? What's the big deal, Kevin Jackson? Why are you always talking about it? Hey, welcome, everybody, to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. Glad to be back. Once again, I want to thank Charles for standing in for me for a few days. So I want to play a clip. There's a video circulating. It's just a mask. I'll play it sporadically, but I'm going to play the clip of the first minute or two of this. It's just a mask, because I want to explain to you what's happening. And throughout the show today, we're going to talk. I'm not going to focus on the mask. You guys know how I feel about it. It's sheep that we've decided we're just going to, you know, capitulate and wear these stupid masks. And I've done something kind of interesting. I have a mask that is real mesh. It's, think of a hammock, right? And you put a hammock over your face so you can breathe freely. Well, I have a mask like that I'm going to start wearing just to thwart the system a bit, right? And if I could, I would make these masks. I'd make them in China just for shiggles. And these masks offer no protection, just like the ones that you have. But anyway, I want to play this clip. But I'm going to tell you, today we have so much to discuss, it'll blow your mind. We got whistleblowers blowing the whistle publicly. We've got shootings that you don't even hear about. We've got Pelosi now fighting back. Remember, I talked the other day about President Trump, and how can you defy his executive orders? We're going to talk about that, because you know what? The Democrats have signed up for more stupidity. But first, I want you to hear this guy talk about masks, and you see if this applies to your logic.
It's just a mask, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. It's just a vaccine, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. In 4 months, the U.S. has almost transformed into an obedient socialist country. The government dictated what social events were acceptable to attend. Violent protests that instill fear are okay. Church services, family funerals, and patriotic celebrations are, however, dangerous. And most of you bought it without a fight. Standing in a graduation line is a safety hazard. Small businesses were forced to close, but crowds to support the corporate money machine like Walmart, Lowe's, and Home Depot are allowed. Come on, it's just a mask and safety precautions. How about a little hush money? Here's $2,400 that we stole out of your paycheck in the first place. Use it to buy something from a big corporation. Cash is dirty. We can't give change. There's a coin shortage. Use your card, unless there is a cash tip jar. In 4 months, they have convinced you to use a traceable card for almost everything. In less than 4 months, governments have closed public schools, then restructured education under the guise of public safety. In less than 4 months, our government demonstrated how easily people assimilate to guidelines that have no scientific premise whatsoever because they were fearful. In less than 4 months, our government successfully instilled fear in the majority of the population of America that allows them to control every aspect of your life, including what you eat, where you go, who you see, and how much toilet paper you buy. And the most dangerous and terrifying part is that people are not afraid of this government who removed their freedom. They're afraid of their neighbors, family, and friends, and they hate those who won't comply. It's absolutely terrifying to me that people don't question authority. They are willing to surrender their critical thinking skills and independence. They just gave up without thinking, without a fight.
Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. In 4 months, we transformed our society into an obedient, almost socialist country. They told us what was okay. Violent protests. You can do what you want. You want to go to church? You want to go to your gym? You want to go to a funeral? You want to go to a patriotic event? You want to go to your kid's graduation? You want to go visit mom and pop at the old folks' home? You want to go to the hospital because one of your loved ones is in there? Can't go. They close small businesses, but, hey, you can go to the big box stores, and it's all for our safety, right? Because we need to be safe. Oh, by the way, here's some money to shut you up. This is for the minions, not for us, for the money, you know, to shut you down. Then they told us cash is dirty. They were able to track every movement that you made because all these stores have the sign up. If you don't have exact cash, use your credit card. So they know everywhere you went, every move you made, and we just went along. It's okay. It's just a freaking mask. You seen commercials? I saw a national car rental commercial. Everybody in the commercial, for the most part, is in a mask. And the commercial had the nerve to say this: go back to being the boss of you. And I chuckled. Go back to being the boss of you as you get in your car that with your mask on, and they show people cleaning the cars because what? They weren't cleaning them before? They had people going up to the checkout line with their little mask on. And then the thing is, be the boss of you. You go, boy. You go, girl. Yeah, be the boss of you as long as the government can supervise you. Because you know what? I know where you are because you paid with your credit card. I know where you're going because you got your rental car. And I'll track you. And oh, by the way, we're going to trace marker you, and we better know exactly where you are. What's next? I asked Melissa this the other day. I said, what's next? You know, are we going to be forced to take the vaccines? They alluded to it. And by the way, the next pieces of this thing, they talk about it. Yeah. Back to this commercial, though. How many commercials are you seeing with people in masks doing regular stuff? Playing in the park with the kids and the dogs and washing, you know, the lawn and mowing the grass, whatever. Watch the number of commercials you see with people simply wearing their masks, doing normal everyday stuff. It's stuff, I mean, my son's, youngest son's baseball team, there's some of the kids there, they wear a mask. Who plays baseball in a mask? Ever. In the history of man, since what's his face started it, Holiday or whoever, Abner Faladay or some white boy, found the sport, invented it, who played it in a mask? Makes no sense. But it's normal, right? Ask people when they think this nonsense is going to end, and you know what? They don't have an answer for you. They want you to say, get used to wearing the mask forever. So what, we get a cure for this Wu flu? Should this be the new norm? Because that's what they're going to want. Soon, the type of mask you wear is going to become an issue. Because they're going to say, only this approved version from the CDC or the WHO is the one you can wear. And I could go on. But we got a lot to talk about today. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Where do we start? Holy mother of mischief. Those Democrats are in some deep doo-doo. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yep, I said it. I said doo-doo. Oh, yeah. Conjure up whatever you want. Yeah. As my grandmother says, if you fall in a pile of horse hockey, get up and look for the pony. But the Democrats, let me tell you something. There ain't no pony. No, no, no. No, it's an elephant. You fell in some elephant dung, and you got up, and now he's about to grab you with the trunk and body slam you. Because let me tell you something, Democrats are in deep mess. They are in a big, big mess. They gotta hide their candidate. I'll get into that a little bit deeper, but I just want you to understand the Democrats gotta hide their candidate. Their strategy is to hide their candidate. I'm going to talk about this in the context you can understand in just a bit. The tuck and run strategy of the Democrats. Also, fundraising. They didn't raise as much money this month as Donald Trump. Joe Biden's team beat Trump's fundraising 2 months in a row. Now, I can explain how they did it, and I will later. But they didn't in July. Trump beat them. He bested them. And boy, oh boy, how's this defund the police working? How's it? Have you guys seen the Durham thing, by the way? What's starting to happen with Durham and a new guy named Schrage? Oh boy, we'll talk about that too. We got a lot to talk about, baby. How about all those woke corporations who think their virtue signaling makes them immune from black looters? Did you guys see the story out of Chicago? Yeah, so some obscure black guy gets killed by a cop, probably deservedly so. And black people took this as a chance to go loot on 37th Street in the Miracle Mile. So they broke into a mall and they just took everything they wanted. Just took it. So I wonder how these corporations now feel about this, because, you know, they've invoked all the policies to you know, for a kinder, gentler America, you know. Hey, I would ask any of these virtue signalers, do you believe this is going to stop at your stores? Ask that couple in St. Louis who had to protect themselves with, oh, here it comes, guns with weapons. Because the woke crowd, or the people that supposedly are supported by the woke crowd, decided to crash their little party, break down their fence, and say, we don't care what you've done for black folks for 40, 50 years. We don't care that you represent black folks against the cops. You white, you know, whatever. They got all kinds of names for them. They didn't care. And what did that assistant, what did the DA do to them? Confiscate their guns. I mean, these are the woke people, the woke white folks in the city of St. Louis. And the DA, a Democrat, goes into the home of a Democrat, says, how dare you want to protect your stuff from these looters and these rioters? How dare you, privileged white people? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, I'm explaining to you something very simple. If you think that you are going to win with leftists, you are wrong. Go tell every progressive leftist, plutopian, whatever they call themselves, liberals, go tell them, if you think you're going to win this battle in the long range, you are out of your mind. It's not going to happen. Unless you pull a Dolezal and you say, I'm black. Don't y'all mess with me. I'm black. So what? I got blonde hair and blue eyes. Don't I look and talk black? Look at here. Look at who. Somebody bring me some kids. Is there a baby daddy around? I mean, unless you're going to play the game, trust me. There's no way to win in this, leftists. Understand this. The only way to win is you come on our side and you start fighting against them. When you start ignoring them, when you start saying, look, I don't care about your blackness. I don't care about slavery and your history. I don't care about any of it. I don't care about your mama, your daddy in prison. I don't care about any of it. If you can't make a way in this country, shame on you, not shame on me. Malls are going to be dead zones, folks, dead zones. Who's going to want to go to a mall? Would you want to go? When I was a kid, do you know what the biggest, holy cow, I was a country boy from a little town called Brady, Texas. And in fact, I was in the country of Brady, Texas. I was in the suburbs on a ranch. And I'm going to tell you, when I went to Brady, it was a big deal to me to go over to the group, to go to Max Shan's or to go to Leo's Drive-In. Oh, God, if I got to go to Leo's Drive-In, it was like I hit the lotto. Yeah, a little poor black kid growing up, ain't got no money. It was like hitting the lottery. And when I get to go to Gibson's and go buy something for my birthday, something I really needed, or Western Auto, do you even know any of these things? Producers here, do y'all even know what? Yeah, I know you don't know what Gibson's. You probably think it's a guitar. Western Auto was a big store, and I mean it was a big deal to go to Western Auto. That was my life. Brady, Texas. And so, you know, to go to the mall, when we went to San Antonio, and my grandmother says, you know, we would ask her, can we go to the mall? She says, yeah, I'll drop you off. Are you kidding? I can't even describe it. I really can't. Crazy. I wouldn't let my kids go to a mall. I mean, well, I do let my youngest son go to this very posh sort of outdoor upscale mall. My youngest son, but today, going into a big city mall, I wouldn't do it. They would be like, nah, well, you better go. We got to get security. And yeah, no, that's okay. Let's just go directly to the store you need and we'll come back. But just to let your kids roam the mall these days, it's dangerous. dangerous. Going to be, as I said, going to be war zones soon enough. Oh, my goodness. What do I want to talk about? I'm thinking, because there's so much. Durham Spygate, that by itself needs its own, it needs its own, you know, whole show. There's stuff that's about to come out that we'll talk about in the second hour. Well, maybe we'll talk about it next. Because I do want to cover Joe Biden. I've been talking about him, obviously, because he's easy to talk about. He's the Democrats' presidential nominee. And, you know, he's the guy. But I had a friend, I was talking about this earlier, I alluded to it. I had a friend whose girlfriend got new implants. And she was a small-chested girl. And understand, this friend of mine, I'm not even going to say his real name because he's still alive, but he's a good buddy, and we used to throw darts on a dart league together. And so we were out and about at the bar having drinks. There was a whole group of us. And he says, hey, my girlfriend's got her new boobs for Christmas. And, you guys should, try to recognize it when she comes in. Don't make it obvious and all this. And so I immediately said, nah, I'm gonna play with him. I'm going to pretend I don't know. So she comes in, and it's obvious. I mean, she went from an A cup to a D cup. And she comes in, and she's literally pushing her chest out and almost up, like she's on her tippy toes trying to put these things in your face. And I'm going, hey, Michelle, something's different. Did you change your hair? She just keeps like, no, it's not that. And I went, oh, my, maybe it's the outfit. Is that new? Anyway, I wouldn't acknowledge these tatas, as they said in an officer and a gentleman, bodacious tatas. I wouldn't do it. And I knew it drove her crazy. And I'm going to tell you, there's a point to be talking about this, and we'll get to it when I come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says Democrats are hurting the most vulnerable people in the United States as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
It does struggling families and laid-off workers and stressed-out school principals and healthcare professionals a disservice.
The Senate is in session on Tuesday, but not the House. Grocery stores now on the West Coast are recalling onions that could contain salmonella amid an outbreak of bacteria that sickened over 600 people in 43 states. Progressive Produce is recalling red and yellow onions sold on the West Coast in Trader Joe's in Arizona, California, and Utah. The FDA also saying to only eat cooked onions, as there may be bacteria nationwide sold by retailers such as Giant Eagle, Walmart, and Kroger. You're listening to USA Radio News. Car dealerships are scrambling to keep inventory in stock as used car sales skyrocket. Auto factory closures, stimulus checks, and low interest rates are among the reasons more customers are buying used cars. John Schmidt sells used cars. He tells Fox News it's been a challenge for him to even find vehicles.
It's very difficult. I'm looking all over the Midwest and further.
Schmidt says when he finds vehicles at auctions, he's having to pay a premium.
Yes, some vehicles I'm paying a heck of a lot of money for, especially trucks.
According to a new Axios Ipsos coronavirus poll, half of Americans know someone who's tested positive for the virus. 55% of Democrats, 49% of Republicans, and 44% of independents surveyed know someone who tested positive. 1 in 5 know someone who's died from the virus, and 1 in 5 Americans have been tested. Also worth noting, 38% of Americans say they're gaining weight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I was relating the story of a friend of mine from years ago. We haven't seen each other in years. But his girlfriend had got these new boobs. And he was like, guys, please recognize them because, you know, she's very proud of them. And what was funny to me, as I recall the story, he claimed he bought both of them, but it turned out he only gave her half the money. So later on, we would joke with him that you only bought one of them. But anyway, so he buys her a breast enhancement, or at least one. And she comes in and he wants us to recognize it. And my thing is, the minute you do that, I'm a jokester. I'm like, I'm going to pretend I don't see anything, right? So she comes in, she's just flaunting these things. I mean, just in our faces and all of it. And so when people, my other buddies caught on, we were all like, well, yeah, it is something different. But we're talking about her hair. Did she get new contacts and all this? And my friend, he's livid because he's like, y'all are doing nothing what I told you. Well, here's the point of the story, because I want to go back to Captain Demento and Joe Biden. My point is, when you have something to show off, you want people to notice. You do. Democrats, in this little scenario, have no bodacious tatas, okay? But we Republicans, we have a set that makes Dolly Parton blush, okay? We got a bodacious tata in the form of Donald Trump. That makes, what's her name, Nirvana, the kissing bandit. You remember her when she would run out on the field with these, I don't know, it looked like she was holding two twin babies in her arms because those boobs are so big. You know what I'm talking about? We got somebody like that running through the field, Donald Trump woman, giving people kisses. And the players are not, let me just tell you, America likes the tatas. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I know it was a strange way to make my point, but you get it, and you're probably going to remember it. Isn't that kind of what we want to do here? But Joe Biden, he's an A-cup. No offense to the ladies out there in A-cups. I'm not trying to make anybody mad, but I'm just saying. Joe Biden offers nothing. The Democrats are sitting there going, you know what, we should consider surgery. We should consider getting us a set because Joe Biden can't deliver. I was looking at this article in the Washington Examiner, and they were talking about Joe Biden and his strategy to hide. I call it the tuck and run strategy. He said, but there are indications that the low-key style may be here to stay. Biden is not going to change. And here's what Kate Bedingfield, one of Biden's deputy campaign managers, told reporters on how they're going to handle Trump's responding to and driving news cycles. And I'll get back to that in just a second. But she says, I don't think that we need to do counter-programming. Now, let me just tell you, you know what's happened with Donald Trump. Donald Trump Galulied, you probably don't know who Jeff Galuli is, so let me say it this way. He Tanya Hardinged the Democrats. He Tanya Hardinged them. He took them out at the knees. Why me? Why? Is what the Democrats are saying. The Democrats are going, why did you hit me in the knees, Donald Trump? Because Trump got Galuli. Jeff Galuli is the dude who actually did it, right, that hit him. He got Galuli to hit the Democrats in the knees with these executive orders. Oh, my gosh. These things are amazing when you think about it. I told you, I said, Donald Trump took the Democrats' wish list. His policy doesn't have pre-existing conditions. And we need to give some relief to students for their debt. And we need to extend unemployment benefits through the end of the year. And we need to make sure that people don't get evicted and all that. And then and maybe we should give some relief to the taxpayers. And Donald Trump said, okay. And he issued executive orders for all of what I just described. All of it. You want to talk about driving the news cycle. Donald Trump drove the news cycle so much that it took a whistleblower out of the... I mean, that's going to come back. I'm going to talk about him in a bit. Guy named Stephen Schrake. Because do you want to talk about the worst? This may very well be the worst week in the Democrats' political history, and you don't even know yet. The cake hasn't even hit the fan. But here's my point. Joe Biden's hiding in the bunker, and Donald Trump says, okay, you've accused me of not wanting to address pre-existing conditions. Boom. You know, employers, insurers, or whatever, the hospitalizers, whatever, we're going to cover pre-existing conditions. So, bam. Now, you know, I don't know whether he can do it or not, but he's made it public that this is my stance. Democrats have been telling you lies that I don't want to cover this. Here's my stance. Bam, here it is. And he did it. So, it changes the narrative just in that part. Now, I think we went through this in earlier, maybe yesterday, but I just want to touch on these. The kids, you know, because we don't win over the kids' battle, right? We hardly ever win that battle, the youth vote. Donald Trump says, hey, guys, you don't have to pay your fees and whatever else on interest on your school loans. And by the way, we're going to defer that to the end of the year, too. You're back. You know, working for sure. We're going to defer it. So he does that. Now, let me just kind of jump ahead. What Donald Trump is saying to the Democrats, when the time clock runs out on this, they're going to blame you. They've already blamed the Democrats. I want you to understand, everybody knows this Wu Flu pandemic is Democrats. All the shutdowns, all the lockdowns, all the, we can't go back to school for this. Do you know who that's hurting? That is not hurting aristocrats. That's not hurting many of us who work from home. The jobs are telling us to work from home. So we're like, fine, I'll monitor the computer with my kid here and there. You know, we can make the adjustments. You know who can make the adjustments? All these single moms, these single dads, these parents that rely on work and so on and so forth. They can't make the adjustment. They're not ready to do it. So Donald Trump is saying, you better start working with me and getting people back to work or you're going to be in trouble because they're going to blame you. And he carried them through the holidays, through the first of the year. We got you. So I ask, you know, I don't even want to cover that because we could go off on a tangent there. I want to go back to Biden. So meanwhile, while Trump is dominating the news cycle with any one of those things, it could be its own news cycle. Extending payroll taxes. Pelosi's upset about it. She says, that's going to undermine Social Security. You know, you think people are worried about Social Security or paying their bills today? There you go. So there's a lot of little nuance to this that we could cover and probably will in future shows, future broadcasts. But what I want you to understand is they got Biden locked in a basement. They don't want to show off the tatas because Biden doesn't have any. They can't. They've got nothing to show. But she says, I don't think we need to do counter-programming. Despite Donald Trump essentially pulling a fatwa, going jihad on them and decapitating their entire platform, we don't need to do any counter-programming. Now, the article continues. The former vice president will certainly have key moments when the attention is on him, such as in debates and the convention. But there is little incentive to put Biden on the forefront of daily news when Trump, Democrats believe, regularly makes the case against himself and Biden leads in the polls. Yeah, so I'm not going to stop here and try to make you feel good about polling. You've already heard me talk about it. But if that's their strategy, it's a failed one. He goes on to write. They're doing the right thing to, now this is a Democratic strategist named Jim Manley. And he says, they're doing the right thing by just sticking to their plan, rolling out their positions, and ignoring a lot of the noise that's going on out there right now. I don't think they should be listening to the nervous Nellies out there and start chasing Trump all around. Is this guy working for us? Seriously, chasing Trump? First of all, I don't know if people are paying attention, but the stock market is really doing well. The stock market is made a pretty good recovery. I want you to just understand for 1 second. Let me tell you what's going to happen with the stock market. When Donald Trump wins, and he will, and I've already said, I think the stock market could be in the, it could be as high as 30,000 by the time the election rolls around. But that's just one aspect. I want to move on real quickly, though, because here's what they say. They talked about that they're starting to get an annoyance in the media that Biden is not participating in these interviews. But the writer of this article says, but for Biden, who is prone to long-winded answers and heated responses when challenged by reporters or voters, being unable to hold frequent in-person campaign events has helped him because his campaign is able to control the setting and participants in his, quote, events with little room for unplanned, unflattering moments. Understand this. Even with all the handling that they have right now for Biden, them keeping the old guy in the closet, etc., this guy still comes out and he screws things up. And Trump will never let the pressure let up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, it almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have a candidate that they don't even want to show you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. You ever bought anything new? You ever got a new car? New outfit? New hairdo? Maybe you got some color contacts? I don't know. Whatever you did, whatever was new to you, whatever you were proud of, what did you do? Did you hide it? Or did you sport it? Let me put it to you this way. If Donald Trump were coming to town and he says, I'm going to come to your house to visit, would you call people? Would you go, man, y'all ain't going to believe it? Donald Trump, don't tell nobody, but Donald Trump's going to come to my house. I just want to let you know because you're one of my closest friends. Woo-hoo! You want to come? Can I come? Can I come? Kevin, can I come? What would you, what do you think would happen if Trump said, I'm going to be at your home, can I come? What do you think would happen if Biden says he's going to be at somebody's house? Do you think people clamor to see Joe Biden? First of all, would they do it? These orchestrated events and stuff, it's hysterical what they're doing for Joe Biden. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast Joe Biden raising money, and he had 2 months where he outraised Trump. What happened was they got the big money guys in that two-month period to just load up. Because remember, Biden was under, he's been under fire. They still have questioned whether he can drag anything across the finish line, and he's not going to be president. Now, you guys can take that to the bank. He's not going to be president. Now, is Donald Trump going to be able to keep the Senate and all these other things? There's some shenanigans that will be happening there that we've got to worry about, but there's no way Joe Biden's becoming president. But they had to make it look like we're ready to go. So they had guys sitting there, the George Soros type money, the Bill Gates, the Steyers, the Bloombergs. Think about the number of billionaires who are leftists, prominent billionaires that are leftists. And they loaded up and they made it appear that old Joe Biden's out, man, he's making a charge. Look at this polling. And they wanted you to believe, oh, man, he's now firmly in the driver's seat. Donald Trump better be afraid. And Trump's like, whatever. I mean, watch the funny part. I love watching Trump, his body language, because it reminds me of the moment I saw Reagan when he supposedly lost. And I made the comment, that's not the demeanor of a loser. That is the demeanor of a guy that hasn't won yet. But he's going to win. He just didn't do it this time. Donald Trump's demeanor is, what are you talking? He flicks Biden off of his shoulder like lint. What are you talking about? I'm not worried about this guy. Not at all. I have a strategy that is going to be cemented. And I'll give you another example of what I'm talking about. Donald Trump in the mail-in ballots, right? Where does he stand on mail-in voting? Do you know? So in Florida, he goes, yeah, they did a great job. I think they should do mail-in voting. Ah, but you know what? I'm against mail-in voting. You can't pin Donald Trump down. He's for it in Florida, but he's not for it in, say, Kentucky. Why? Same postal system. I mean, it's all the same. What he does is you don't know. So the Democrats are like, we got to do mail-in voting. And then CBS shows that it's flawed. Trump goes, look at it, it's flawed. Oh, but I like it here. But he isn't committal. He's not going, oh, we got to have this. Look, it proved itself out. He's going, no, it's a case-by-case thing. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. You don't know where he stands. And that's a good thing because that's exactly how life works. It's exactly how life works. It's full of nuance. So the Democrats are always trying to take a stance. And Donald Trump says, okay, fine. The things that you want to take a stance on, DACA. Okay, I'm gonna approve DACA. Now what do you got? Pre-existing conditions for a while. Okay, I'll take care of that. I'm going to issue executive order. And what is Pelosi? Oh, you can't do that. That'll gut Social Security. That'll gut Medicare. If you give this tax rebate to people. But guess what? The tax rebate to people is a direct tax to their pay. That's direct money in their pockets for Christmas. And the things that they were trying to do. That little extra that they didn't know they were going to get. Small businesses, all of them. He's going, look, if they're going to give you money, I'm going to be the one that gives it to you. I'm going to be the one that you go, oh, my gosh. Anyway, that doesn't have anything to do with the fundraising, which is what I want to talk about. Because what I mentioned, the Biden campaign out fundraised Donald Trump 2 months in a row, and everybody on the left was all excited. But Trump was still breaking fundraising records. Do you know Donald Trump hasn't spent a penny of his money like he did in the first election? It's all now financed by the people. I don't know what his average campaign numbers are, but the guys, from the moment he became president, he announced his run for the next presidency, which gave him all kinds of advantages, and he's been fundraising. His spin is exponentially less than the Democrats because guess what Donald Trump does better than anything? Media. Earned media. And you can't have a better week than Donald Trump had just this week. Oh my gosh, the earned media. Biden's screw-ups, his racist comments, And on top of that, Donald Trump saying, hey, students, we're going to forgive that debt. Small business owners, don't worry about the payroll taxes. Employees, you don't need to worry about payroll taxes either. People who are unemployed, we're going to extend your unemployment benefits. You're good through the end of the year. People who are worried about getting kicked out of your apartments or your houses, don't sweat it. We got your back. He did everything the Democrats wanted, and he took away their ability to get pork. And now they're going, what can we run on? Because they don't want to show their tatas. That would be Joe Biden. Trump's campaign and the RNC reported that they raised $165 million last month, an amount they said eclipsed any single month in all of 2016. July was the largest online fundraising event so far, the campaign said. So who knows what August is going to be? I'll tell you this. If you're on a list for Trump getting money, they are relentless. I mean, wow, these guys, I must get four or five text messages a day and five or six emails a day. Easy from the campaign going, you know, five times multipliers and all kinds of, and they're very creative about it. And I know people are pulling the trigger because you know what? Folks are scared. They wanted you to believe that the Democrats are raking in the dough, man, because everybody wants Joe Biden. Well, let me tell you something. Look at what happened in Chicago just over the weekend, or in the last day or so, when these guys were looting the stores. Look at what's going on in Portland in these other communities. By the way, there was a community somewhere, I think it was in Fort Collins, Colorado, that Antifa came in, and boy, oh boy, did they get a rude awakening? The citizens there beat the living daylights out of them. Say, get out of our neighborhood, you commies. If you don't think, folks, that the ordinary citizens are on Twitter, that they're using the same social media, and as much as these guys want to ban stuff, people are watching. And they're saying, you know what? I want no part of this. What you're going to see, let me just go ahead and give you a prediction. Because the Democrats raised a lot of money. They said they raised $140 million in July. But let me tell you how they did it. They got every one of the candidates who wants to be a member of Joe Biden's, who wants to be VP. Elizabeth Warren raised almost $8 million for Biden. Kamala Harris raised almost just over $5 million for Biden. Buttigieg, all of those former people that were vying for the presidency to run as a Democrat, all those people probably accounted for somewhere between $25, $30, $40 million of Biden's money because they're all vying for positions. They're all trying to buy their way into his administration. The only one who didn't do any fundraisers is Susan Rice, and she's going to have a whole set of problems, which we'll talk about in the next hour. So they're all, so that money got counted in there. And as I said, all these big fat cat guys, they have events that they're charging $100,000, $250,000 to see Biden. Let me ask you, do you believe that anybody in there that just has normal money is going to pay anywhere close to that to see Joe Biden? You have to be out of your mind to believe that. There isn't a rich fat cat on the planet who believes that access to Biden is going to pay off. And to put it in perspective, all these corporations, these special interest groups that paid $20, $30, $40 million to the Clinton campaign, they were paying because they wanted access when they thought those people were going to win and they were buying them out. If that's all they think, that it's a hedge. For the ones that are doing that for Biden, it is a hedge. They're saying, in the event that he gets lucky and wins, we got to have our money in place. But let me tell you, he is going to watch his campaign coffers drop and drop and drop over the next few months. That's my prediction. It'll be less in August that he raises, and it'll continue to go down. And I predict that Donald Trump will outraise Joe Biden from now until election time. Bold prediction. That's what we do here at the Kevin Jackson Show. I said Donald Trump will get the most votes, too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.